Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Or at least 2 years before you, it won't change. You'll negotiate it. You've got years before that happens. I guess with De'Aaron, I guess you could still do it before Castle's money hit. It just wouldn't be the contract he wants. Mm. It wouldn't be a 4-year deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd have a conversation with
two
boxes.
Plus one. What do you think about this one, Rich? How about a 2+1 here?
I'd have a conversation with Rich Paul, see if maybe there's something they could work out. But I think the move for San Antonio.
I wouldn't. I'd be like, hey, no, you had a destination. No effing list. But this deal came about and.
Sorry, we got Dylan Harper.
Sorry, man. Look, when we called Sacramento, we didn't know we were going to have the number 2 pick in the draft. So
I think. I would look to move Fox. You can move Fox. I would think about it at least. I don't know if I'm for sure that's what I would do, but I definitely would think about it because you've got Castle and Vassell right there. Brookie and a second year guy is your backcourt of the future.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it like in a disrespect, but why do I need De'Aaron Fox? Yeah. I think Dylan Harper might end up being better than De'Aaron Fox. And he's going to be cheaper for at least
so that
4 or 5 years.
That goes back to the timeline thing. How quickly do you have to execute all of this? Dylan Harper, I don't think, is going to be better than De'Aaron Fox in October.
Mm-mm, no.
But will he be next October or in 2 Octobers? How good will he be? How good will Steph Castle be in October? In the October following. Like, this is where San Antonio is so much better than I think everybody else. It's something that the New England Patriots really excelled at, is the idea of something the Sacramento Kings have never in the history of their franchise done. They look ahead. And, like, the San Antonio Spurs are the one organization that I believe actually has conversations similar to the one that we're having right now. Well, when Fox's money goes off, where will Dylan Harper be? Where will Steph Castle be? Do we even need to invest in that? How, like, the end of Court of Gold and Wemby's, who's in trouble? Everybody. Like, I mean, if I'm talking to people, we talk about, oh, you get talk to Rich Paul, De'Aaron Fox. Who's Victor Wembanyama's agent? I want to talk to him. I want to talk to Wemby's team. And I want to lay out this plan of what the San Antonio Spurs might look like for the next 3 to 5 years. When is the expectation that we can win a championship kicking in that 3 to 5 year window? Because if it's this year, yeah, you got to go for it. Mm-hmm. You have to. But if it's not, you have potentially uncomfortable decisions to make regarding players like De'Aaron Fox. But here, to me, this is going to sound like hate. It's not. But here's why the decision with De'Aaron Fox shouldn't even be uncomfortable. You didn't give up anything. Mm-hmm. It's not like, hey, man, we lost Steph Castle. We lost Keldon Johnson. We have to re-sign De'Aaron Fox. No, you don't. You gave up nothing. You gave up a pick. Mm-hmm. You gave up nothing to land him. Hey, you know what? It didn't work. We found a bet. We got a better idea. We stumbled into this lottery pick at number two. Hey, it's cool. Hope you enjoyed your 2 months here on the Riverwalk. and then you go about it like there's no net loss.
Right.
If you move on from De'Aaron Fox because of what you traded to get to De'Aaron Fox, which was essentially nothing.
Yeah, 100%. The other thing is, you know, a couple Spurs people, even our guy, I think Townsend. Uh-huh. It's like,
yeah.
Hey, all right, Wimby, it's time to come home now, buddy.
So, oh, because he's outside?
Oh, yeah, he's out there doing karate kicks. They're like, all right, man.
Well, wait a minute. You know who else was known for that?
Wasn't Kareem?
Yeah.
I know. I don't see what the big problem is. I don't understand what
Kareem trained under Bruce Lee, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I don't understand what the issue is, but people are, all right, man. All right, come on.
Also, it's June. What do you want him to do? Do you want him to sit around until...
This might be the last June he has free for a while.
Man, that's... Let Wimby enjoy his last June, his last free... Like, it's June 16th. The finals ain't going to end tonight.
No.
That man's going to be playing into mid-June for the rest of his career.
Yeah.
Ish.
Let him enjoy it.
Sacramento Kings front office decisions helping teams since 1985. That's tough.
You mentioned the finals ain't ending tonight. That's because OKC saved the season and maybe won their season on Friday night. That was a great game. That was a fantastic game.
Yeah, that was a fight that I wasn't sure was going to happen that way. I don't know that it reached. I was watching that game at Sky River. I was watching that game at 32 Brew Street. And we do this all of the time where you're maybe you're in a tough game, like from a King standpoint. We'll say like the Bucks or, you know, the Thunder. Mm-hmm. There's a point where you're in a game, a tough game. And maybe you're the underdog in it, and it's like you've played really, really well. There's a point in the fourth quarter where it's like, all right, start of the fourth quarter, you're up six. You got 12 minutes left. Like, whatever happens, happens. Oh, you're up nine with 7 minutes left. It's too much time. It's whatever. But there's a point where you get to, like, the three-minute mark, the two-minute mark. And if you're, you know, if you're up one, tied at that starts to become a, man, it's really going to hurt if you lose this game. This is really, really going to be tough. And that's what happened with Oklahoma City. They were flirting with that, man, I don't think you can lose this game. Don't let this opportunity slip because this could very well be the turning point of the season. And then you get to like the final 90 seconds, 120, and these dudes are just jacking up three after three. After three, and it's like this is not going their way.
For me, that moment was, I think there was about 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, and Pascal Siakam finds a cutting Obi Toppin for Thunder's dunk.
Mm-hmm.
Pacers go up, I think 86-76, and I was like, yes, this is it. Like you can't lose this now. You're in control. Mm-hmm. You're, I don't want to say dominating this game, but you're in clear control. You've got OKC shook. Mm-hmm. At this point, maybe I think they had hit two threes.
Mm-hmm.
OKC had at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is it. This is it. Like, this is your opportunity to win the NBA Finals. And it was must win at that point for me, for Indiana. And they weren't able to hold on. Mm-hmm. I thought they were going, at that point, I thought they were going to win too. I was like, yo, these boys are really about to do it. They're a team of destiny, mm-hmm. and they're really good. I don't want to take away the fact that they're really good, but just everything that we've seen, the buzzer beaters, the comeback wins, all this other stuff, like, destiny really going to push them over the top. And SGA, I think he had 15 in the fourth quarter. MVP things, man.
He wasn't going to let his team lose.
No, he hit every big shot he needed to. Made every.
I believe he was 15 from 15 at the foul line, if I'm not mistaken.
That sounds about right.
Maybe not, but that's absolutely what it felt
that
like.
That sounds about right. And then they
sitting there watching the TV like, why is the game stopped again?
Shout out to Mark Daigneault and what he did, because this is something that I don't understand why teams don't do more of. SGA, Nembhard was, you know, all over him and making life miserable on him. And, you know, he got SGA off the ball and started to get the ball to SGA at around the 15 to 17 foot mark, where he could get the ball with his triple threat and do what he needs to do, draw fouls, get to the bucket, work on his mid-range, whatever. But it just opened up so much for his offense when he got him the ball in that position, as opposed to, oh, let's go pick and roll and let's like, man, sometimes you got to get the ball. Somebody as skilled as that, as SGA is, get the ball to him middle of the court, 17 feet away with his dribble still intact, and let him go to work. And they went to that heavy in the fourth quarter. And he made damn near all the plays, even if some people thought some of the plays were illegal.
I think SGA scored his first basket in the fourth quarter at the 4:38 mark.
Mm.
That means those 15 points you're referencing.
Wow. And Daigneault was kind of – I wouldn't say I'm like rooting for OKC, but I just want to see, you know, the best of the best. And he was pissing me off when he – and it worked. I guess it worked. But he subbed out SGA and Chet halfway through the fourth. I'm like, hey, the season's on the line. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? They need to go 12 straight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to his credit, like, he subbed him out. I think something went wrong, like maybe a bad offensive possession or something. And it was like immediately, like, all right, get back in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was no, maybe he was trying to steal a couple minutes or something like that. And once he saw he couldn't steal a couple minutes, he's like, yeah, no, get back in there. But, yeah, that was a very impressive, a championship performance in that fourth quarter by OKC, because they looked DOA in that third quarter.
Yeah, third quarter was brutal for them. Fourth quarter was brutal for the Pacers. 31-17, they were outscored in that fourth quarter. And it's, you know, that points in the paint number changed again. 34-34 in games 1 and 2. 50-36 in favor of the Thunder in game 4. It's not, and again, it's not beating the Thunder in paint points that matters. It's the 36 that matters. It's the 34 that matters. I think in game 3, it was 50-48 or something.
Mm-hmm.
They won. Maybe it wasn't quite that, but there were a ton of paint points scored. It was a close margin between the two. But more importantly, the number for Indiana was significantly higher. They were relying on threes last night that weren't there. They were relying on mid-range. They weren't challenging the inside. And they got, by the time that fourth quarter came around where you needed a bucket, they had been scared out of the paint for the first 44 minutes of the game and then just got married to the three-point line.
Caruso and Dort were fantastic on the perimeter. There was a couple plays where I think it was Lou Dort, maybe it was J-Dub, but one of them just kept fighting over screens. Like, they're guarding the ball, like on-ball screens. And I was sitting there with Reese, and I was just, I guess it's one of those nerd-out moments. I was just like, bro, this is, I love it. I love the way they're not allowing the screen to happen. They put on a defensive masterpiece in that fourth quarter. I thought OKC did.
Another tough part for the Pacers, we'll talk about when we get back. James Hamm going to join us at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. We'll stay with basketball. Speaking of, did you see Caitlin's performance?
Yeah, I heard. I missed it, but I heard about it.
Man, and handed the Liberty their first loss of the season. We'll talk about it. It's D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino, where we will be this Friday an evening with D'Lo and KC from 7 to 9 at 32 Bruce Street. We'll talk about that when we get back here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, so I literally just saw something just now, and I want to give a shout-out to all our people over at Sac State. Mm-hmm. Shout-out to my man, Brendan Marion, mm-hmm. Coach Brendan Marion. Mm-hmm. Go Sacramento,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because our boys have made it.
Okay.
Our boys have made it.
Okay.
We up there now. I just saw a story where a high schooler posted a fake offer from Sac State.
We did it, boys.
Posted a fake offer from Sac State. That's crazy.
That's ridiculous.
Head recruiting guy over there, CJ Pollard, like tweeted him like, hey, did not offer you anything. Please delete this. No. I don't know what came of it or whatever, but mama, we made it. It used to be
giving out fake
Texas.
Offers. Yep.
Used to be Michigan.
Yep.
Used to be Ohio University. No.
Which one was that?
The Bobcats. Ohio University. That's the school in Ohio.
Yeah, right.
Used to be those schools. Mm-hmm. Now we're there, baby. Now we're there.
Wouldn't even be the national champions from Ohio State, huh? Be the Bobcats.
Isn't there Miami of Ohio?
There is a Miami.
Yeah, shout out to that school.
Can you name one person who went to the Miami of Ohio?
Ben Roethlisberger.
Yep. Yikes.
Oh, is that facts, right?
Someone else.
Who else?
Oh, you might not even know who he is. Brian Pillman went to Miami of Ohio.
I did not know
The wrestler.
Yeah. There you go. Wow.
Roethlisberger did go to Miami of Ohio, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yep. Did you have a good Father's Day?
I did,
know what
man.
You did on Saturday. Oh, that was your Sunday.
I survived on Saturday. I actually had a good time on Saturday too. Good. Everything I did was really cool.
We did the Juneteenth festival on Saturday out in Oak Park. Wrapped up at 9. Casey went back to work and worked till 3.
Oh, shout out to my people at Skate 2 Raw, man.
Mm.
The adult skate nights. Have them once a month, man. It was actually really good time. It was cool. But yeah, I was there too. I told my girl, Jen, I said, at about 2:40, I was like, Jen, I'm going to go home now.
Mm-hmm.
It's starting to wind down. She's like, you can go. Everything's winding down. I was like, I got to get out of here. But yeah, Father's Day was great. Shout out to Laguna Youth Baseball.
Okay.
12U gray team starting off 2-0 in the state tournament, the Cal Ripken State Tournament. Big ups to them. First time, I think, we don't have this by fact, but I think the first time a gray team has started off 2-0 in the state tournament. They got the day off today. That's how good they were. Got the day off.
Wow, today. Kids don't get days off.
And they're going to play tomorrow. One or two more wins, they get to go to the regionals tournament, man. So I got that. That's how my Father's Day started off. Got that. Went to Chevy's on the River. I think Chevy's on the River is not a place that Damien would like. But that's Chevy's on the River is actually pretty nice.
I've been to Chevy's on the River before.
It's a nice – well, I don't know if you really like – because I don't know if you like Chevy's.
It's fine. Like, I don't – it's
cool.
It's fine.
Jesse, you approve of Chevy's? Yeah.
It's fine. If you sign me up for like the River vibes, I'm always in for it.
Vibes are always up. That's actually a slept on scene here in Sacramento.
What is
Chevy's on the River?
I don't think that's
not
true
that
at
it's
all.
It's not a hidden, like people know about it, but I don't think it gets the respect it deserves. That's a really nice view.
Yeah, it does.
Like it's really nice. Nice little ambiance out there.
Sure, I think you're putting a little too much on it, but it's fine.
It's a nice ambiance out there.
Okay.
People on the river, you know what I'm saying? You see the boats, the jet skis. It was hella hot yesterday. So it was a little warmer.
It was hot yesterday.
A little warmer than I wanted to be if I was going to be sitting out there, but it was a good look.
Yeah,
It was definitely hot. The family, they did a fantastic job because you know what they did after that? They left me alone.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to take a nap. I had a long Saturday. I wanted to take a nap.
Yes, you did.
I took a nap.
Oh, there you go.
And I think about all those dads that walking around Doco and other places going to dinner, and they're like, I don't even want to be here.
That's fun, though. I don't want to go to dinner. Men can't make up their mind on what they want. They post, you know, on Instagram, like, oh, mom gets the lobster and the shrimp, and she gets gifts from me and the kids, and I bought the kids gifts for her and the necklaces and all of this stuff. And what do we get? We get a tie. But then when the family tries to take you out and do something nice for you, it's like, I just want to go home.
That's all we want to do, though. Never really get what we want. Yeah. I want more than a tie, and I don't want to go to dinner.
Well, that's right. That is a good point.
And I get both. Yeah. I get the tie I don't want, and I get drugged to dinner.
Yeah.
But no, in a lot of cases, dinner was fine. Like yesterday, I had, I guess, brunch, lunch, whatever. That was great. That was great stuff, so. Enjoyed myself, man.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff.
Enjoyed myself. Family.
Love to hear that. Caitlin Clark put on a show this weekend.
Mm.
She hit 3 threes in like 38 seconds.
Yeah, I did see that.
That were all like 28 to 30 feet from the rim. Like she was finished with 32.
Mm.
Handed the Liberty their first loss of the season, had that crowd buzzing, and all social media was saying, and I don't think I disagree with them, is that Steph is the only other player who can elicit that type of reaction. Like, there is a time, it might still be in effect,
mm-hmm.
where when Steph gets the ball in his hands and it looks like he's going to do something with it, there's a certain level of, you grab the side of your chair. There's a certain you're anticipating what happens next. That absolutely happened with Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, I missed that game, but I saw the highlights, saw the threes that she was hitting,
mm-hmm.
and it's electric, man. It's electric. When she gets going, like you said, it is Steph-like. It absolutely is Steph-like with what she's able to do out there on the court, and that's a big-time win for the Fever, you know, getting her back and beating the Liberty, who were looking unbeatable.
Well, they were unbeatable.
Literally, right?
I mean, you got 34 from Sabrina in that one. That's a WNBA wet dream right there. Sabrina Ionescu goes for 34. Caitlin Clark goes for 32.
Oh, they just like Trista said, they're just waiting for Paige.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did they play this week?
She gave us the date. I can't remember the date. I'm talking to Trista tonight on the Heat Check podcast.
Nice.
Yeah, I got game five duties after our work over at ABC 10 with Matt George. They were kind enough to invite us back for a second game. So Casey and I will be on with Matt and the belated birthday boy, Kevin John, tonight following game five of the NBA Finals. So once the buzzer goes off, stick around a few more minutes, man. Kenny and I will be there along with Matt and Kevin talking about the game. And, man, we were gifted a gem in game one. Mm. Hopefully the basketball gods above give us something similar into game number five.
I got vibes, man. You rooting for the Pacers in this series?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. I but it's also like I'm not rooting against the Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like I really like Tyrese, and it's another one of those kind of like Ty will be. I'm trying to. I was actually workshopping this on Friday. Does Ty become a footnote in OKC's season with what he did? Like the Thunder, Shai. I mean, Shai is very clearly staring at an MVP. Like, Shai is staring that, you know, third guy in history thing that everyone was talking about when he's going to join Jordan. He's going to join Shaq. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, Shaq. He's staring at that.
Yeah.
Does Ty become a footnote in that season with what he did against the Knicks, with what he did even in this series, what he did throughout the regular season, the way the Pacers, you know, finished the season in the new year from January on? Does that kind of get forgotten because they ultimately lost to the Thunder, and the Thunder season was really in many ways, it's going to wind up historic.
Mm-hmm.
Or does that story get told? Or does Ty's story get told because the Thunder just maybe aren't really appreciated that much? Like, I can't really figure out what it is, but I do know what the Pacers have done, the way that they built their team, the season that Tyrese Halliburton has had, the way this group has come together since January. That story does get told if you win.
Yeah.
And that's a really, really good story. Yeah. And that's what I'm here for. I won't be sad if the Pacers lose, but I did find myself you know, I didn't sit next to Leezy quiet for 10 minutes at Sky River on Friday, but there was a moment the game ended. I was like, they had it. And that's all I was really thinking. It's like, they had it.
Yeah.
Also, in the same respect, they're up 3-1. Well, selfishly, I would have loved for the series to end tonight because we would have been on TV immediately afterwards.
Would that have worked? I guess we would eventually. Celebration. Yeah, we probably would have been like.
Been a later night.
An hour after.
Yeah, it would have been a later night. But I wouldn't have wanted the series to end tonight.
Mm.
Like, don't end yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm happy the series isn't ending tonight. Whatever happens later in the week, you know, so be it. But you give me 6 or 7, I'm walking away happy with this. But that was a long-winded answer to your question. Yeah, I think I'm kind of rooting for the Pacers.
I asked that because I found myself kind of rooting for OKC on Friday. I was just kind of watching before then. But And SGA, he wasn't having a bad game, but he just wasn't doing what I want an MVP to do going into that after three quarters.
Yeah.
And I was like, come on, man. Like, I think you're great, bro. Like, I want to see you go out this way. This is not looking the way I want it to. So I want to see you at the very least put your fingerprints back on this game and see if you can you know, make this close or something like that. But as the fourth quarter went on and he was hitting shots and they were closing the lead, I guess I found myself rooting for OKC to win. I guess mm-hmm. I want them to win the series, but most of it really comes from SGA. I've become a big fan of SGA, mm-hmm. even more than I already was during these playoffs, man. He's been so good.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of similar. Like, I'm a big fan of Tyrese. I've grown to like some of their players a lot more, like Nembhard. I already like Chet's and Shea. I already like those guys, but I've grown to – I like Siakam, but, mm-hmm. like, the guys that I really like is, like, I like Tyrese a lot.
Obi Toppin, I just can't believe what I keep seeing. Like, really? This guy's turned into Steve Kerr. Like, he's just hitting threes left and right. I'm still with, what the hell? But, I mean, he's worked on his game. He's done a great job.
And that's the other tough part about game four for them. Like, it's not like you look around and you go, there were holes in the contribution, you know, department. Like, Obi Toppin played well. Like, you got 20 from Siakam. You know, literally, you needed a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I think you got 20, maybe 20-ish. What was Ty? Ty was 18. Mm-hmm. So you got 20 from Siakam, 18 from Ty. You obviously needed a little bit more than that. But your, you know, the depth was there. Your bench was there.
Well, you got a rough night from old Matherin all across the board.
You were never going to get that night again.
Well, can he not foul before the ball's in bounds? Or how about you make his free throws?
Well, I think how many did, that's tough.
He was 5 of 8, but he 70, missed like his last, 3 of his last 4.
Yeah, 75% from the line. Well, that's, that was a killer. That's what happened to OKC the game before. They were missing all those free throws late, and people thought, it should have been a flagrant foul. Doesn't even matter. Mm. They was missing free throws late. I don't know what to expect tonight. I have no clue what to expect.
The Mathurin fouls before the ball was in bounds.
That's rough.
Egregious.
Can't do that.
Do you not know the rules, sir?
Can't do that.
What's going on? I don't expect a close game tonight.
That's how I felt the other night. So I can't. I'm not gonna lean on that again.
I think OKC should handle business. You don't have to be 30 points, but just a comfortable win tonight. And then I think game six is going to be crazy. I think the Thunder are going to win in six, but I could easily see the Pacers, you know, down 3-2, winning a game six. We'll see you on Sunday for a game seven. I could easily see that. They've played really well in Indiana in this series. The Pacers have.
I guess Odyssey's internet doesn't really want to work for me right now. Oh, that was a page error. Sorry, Odyssey, your internet appears to be working.
Wow, throwing Odyssey under the bus.
Oh, like anyone would be surprised. I was looking. So game six is Thursday. It's not Wednesday. Game six is Thursday, which is perfect because we're off Thursday. So
bad job. Would have been terrible.
How so?
No game yesterday. I know they had to try. Got to map that out. It's Father's Day.
Yeah.
NBA. What? Adam, do better, brother.
Well, if I were to guess, but to be fair, I don't think this is Adam Silver's call.
What?
The schedule. He'd probably have to overrule it and say, we can't do that. We have to do something else. But I don't think Adam is sitting down making the schedule.
When did I start turning on
Adam Silver? Hate Adam Silver.
I don't. I like Adam Silver.
You're a big Donald Sterling guy. You've never gotten over this.
I'm thinking off the top of my head. Wasn't Adam Silver in Clipped? Did they have
it? Yeah, he had to have been. He had to have been. Yeah, he had to have been. I remember. It was bad. No, I remember. I absolutely remember what Adam Silver looked like in Clipped. Yeah, it was rough. Did you turn on him in Clipped?
No, I didn't.
Clipped was pretty crazy.
Clipped was wild.
I haven't turned on Adam Silver. I just don't know. I don't know. He needs to make better decisions.
I'm kind of out on the whole, we're going to do the introductions today. It's like,
who cares?
That matters.
It's just, they act like they don't know what they're doing. It's so wishy-washy. It's like, it's not that difficult. Like, yes, do the introductions and all that, but why are we doing this all of a sudden? Like, not all of a sudden, but just like barely in game five.
Well, why is it a big deal to everybody? Why can someone fill me in?
The finals, you do need to like present it up a little bit, make it feel like important. It is kind of blah.
We should not be getting the same presentation that we get.
So
in February.
This is your. It's not as big. This is your version of the Super Bowl. You need to do this up a little.
So correct me if I'm wrong. Then you could have done the player introductions in game one, and never done them again, right?
No, you do them every game.
Every game. Make every game.
Okay. Let's try it. Okay, I'm gonna try again. You do them in game one, then you do them in game three. Then you never have to do it again.
No,
right?
You do them every game.
Why?
Because this is different than, once again, February. Do we always televise, Jesse, that was a great point. Do we always televise the teams running out of the tunnel for the intros at a football game? No, but we do it during the Super Bowl because this is bigger than a regular season game. The guys line up on the third base line and the first base line in baseball, and they tip their hat and do all that because this is different than a June 17th game.
Is the Super Bowl best of seven?
No, but it's the game. It is the championship.
There's four to seven of these.
But they're all important, though. They're all important. You all got to make them big or whatever.
They're all important. Now, and then there's a nostalgia thing to it, too. We, in our era, we remember at guard, 6'6", from North Carolina.
What if, that's nostalgia.
We'd be fine, right?
That's nostalgia.
But what if we never got that? What if we never got the Bulls turning the lights off and all this other stuff?
We wouldn't even know what we're talking about right now.
We'd just be bland. Just, man, tip off.
Yeah, yawn, see?
I even like the...
You know why they got rid of that?
Why?
This has to be the reason they got rid of it, especially for stuff like this. Because your boy needs more time to talk. The television partners need more time to talk.
Well, he wasn't even around.
No, I'm not talking. I don't mean specific. I mean, I joke about your boy. I'm saying the television partners take all of that time up doing their shows.
Well, I think I'll go a step further. I don't even think it's that. I think it's more commercials, more money. Because they don't even let these people talk now.
Well, yeah, but if you can get
don't let them talk,
two segments into one player intro, there's your commercials.
Yeah, more commercials, more.
Well, that doesn't even make sense. That doesn't even make sense because the money's it's already been paid.
But that you have the slot, right? Like at the beginning of.
But I don't think the slot is sold by the NBA. I think it's sold by like the commercial inventory. I think it's sold by ESPN or the network.
Well, ESPN doing it then. ESPN.
Well, that might be accurate. Yeah. That might be 100% accurate.
Shout out to the chat house for bringing this up. Do we have any thoughts on Stephen A. playing solitaire?
That was funny.
During the game.
That's pretty funny.
Stephen A., and he messed himself up, too, because he responded by saying, I can multitask, and I was doing this during a timeout. And then, I don't know how it always happens. But somebody has video of Stephen A. playing solitaire during the game. The game was going on. This wasn't a timeout.
Is anybody surprised?
No, but also...
If Stephen A. wasn't paying attention to a basketball game, are you surprised?
No, but you can't be playing solitaire during the NBA Finals.
That man makes $20 million a year. He could do whatever he wants to, clearly, because he's been doing this his entire... He's been doing this since he stopped covering the Philadelphia 76ers.
You can't... It's funny. It's really, really funny.
It's hilarious.
And I know it's going to come off as I'm defending Stephen A.
Because you are.
You don't have to watch every second of every game.
He's not even paying attention at that point, though. He's not, like, scrolling through Twitter, seeing what's going on. He's playing solitaire.
Solitaire is actually, like, how do I put it? You can pay attention more playing solitaire than you can scrolling Twitter. Because there's no time. There's just... You move the card when you move the card.
I don't know, man. Man is at the NBA Finals just playing solitaire.
Just tell me you don't care. It's cool.
It's all good.
It was hilarious to see that, though. I was like, did somebody Photoshop solitaire on it? Nope. Sure enough, he was playing.
Even Trista covered him. Oh, I bet this was during a timeout, but it's still funny. No. It was in the middle of SGA's 15 points in 5 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I just thought it was funny. It's not an indictment.
It was funny.
To me, it's not an indictment on him. I was like, that's hilarious that he's playing solitaire during the game.
John Bull taking a shot at Jason Jones. Should have watched wrestling instead. Let's remember this, John. Jason was covering, was that Warriors?
Cavs, right?
Was it Cavs? Yeah. But it was the Kevin Durant, yeah.
Yeah, it was. That was done.
That series was over before it started.
That was finished.
That series was done. That series was super over.
Oh, brother. Well, look. He need to be focused tonight and the rest of the night.
I don't care if Stephen A. is focused or not. I need Benedict Mathurin to be focused. I need the rest of those Indiana Pacers to be focused.
I think Benedict Mathurin will play good in game six.
I don't think it will be either. I think, I don't know. Again, I'm not going to lean on the blowout. I thought OKC might get that one. So I'm just going to lay back because I don't think anyone is taking this series game to game. Every game is some sweeping proclamation. Mm-hmm. Like even when the Pacers won the first one, it was like, oh, it'll just be five instead of four or six instead of five. Like no one bought it. Game two happens. Well, it's over. Gentlemen sweep. It's all right. They got the first one. It happened in 91, too. It's fine. Well, I got Philadelphia 76ers vibes. Like, no one buys the Pacers, first
That's
of all.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. That's not true. Yes, it is.
So let me ask you a question. There's two different things. Do they buy the Pacers? Do they not buy the Pacers, or do they not think they can win the series?
What's the difference?
Like, do you think they're a really good team? Like me personally, I think their Pacers are a really good team. Really good team. Can they win the series? Sure. But I'm making a pick, I'm not picking them to beat the Oklahoma City Thunder. And that doesn't mean I think they're bad or I don't believe in them or nothing. I just don't think they can beat them in a series.
But you're the only person who is like, yeah, this thing could go seven. Like this could come down to it. You said that after game one. This thing could go seven, come down to a winner take all in Oklahoma City. Most of the people who play solitaire while the game is going on and cover this are talking about, oh, what'd your boy Charles say? This is the show everyone was begging to stay around. Oh, this series is a wrap. Because they won game four and it's 2-2?
Well, I think the series is over, too. It's just opinion.
I just don't understand that.
Well,
it's because no one is taking this series game to game. Every game ends, it's a sweeping proclamation about the Thunder.
Well, maybe Charles Barkley is. But I told you I thought game four.
Charles Barkley was probably playing solitaire against Stephen A. Smith. I don't think you can do that. That's why it's called solitaire. But he was probably doing something.
I thought game four was the series. One way or another.
You said that before the
game. If Indiana would have won, I would have came on here and been like, I don't think they'll win tonight, but I think they'll win the NBA Finals.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was that.
Wouldn't have been the hottest take either. No. At a 3-1.
Indiana's really good, man. I'd be shocked if they won the NBA Finals now. I really would.
Shocked?
I'd be
really?
Shocked. Yeah, I'd be shocked.
Wow.
I mean,
to say, like, I'd be surprised they got that, but shocked.
Yeah, I'd be shocked if they won another one in OKC. And maybe it's not as much a knock on the Pacers as I think that highly of OKC in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
So that's more so where it is.
Well, that's where the game is tonight, Oklahoma City. Someone is going to take a 3-2 lead. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Plus, James Hamm joins us. At the top of the 3 o'clock hour, what is the asking price? What is the what would if Keon Ellis hit the open market today? What would the asking price be?
Oh, that's a great question. And then I want to talk to you and ask James too. Why are they so sure they're getting a first round pick?
Great question. We'll get to the bottom of all of this, or at least attempt to. It's dealing with KC. Brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I want to get to Cole here in just a second, our resident Thunder fan. What can you enlighten not just the people listening, but maybe the people on your show about what the little temper tantrum you threw?
Well, no. So first of all,
you looked at the TV. There was a dog playing in the water, and you got mad and stormed out.
Well, pointed at me as well.
First of all, the radio audience didn't hear this, so I'm gonna let them know.
Okay.
I saw something right before I walked out of the door. I was like, oh no, this is whack. It's your boy, man. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy. You know, they out here talking about, he's back and the GOAT is back. The GOAT is back. Bro, ooh. Shohei going to be an opener, bro. They talking 1-2 innings. Come on, man. He an opener. Man, come on, man. Please.
Is Aaron Judge pitching tonight?
Please.
Is Aaron Judge pitching this weekend?
Opener?
Is Aaron Judge pitching this weekend? Thought so.
This is a weird stance. One, this is very weird because Aaron Judge went 1-of-12 in that series.
Hey, you're damn right he did. Struck out 10 times.
That one was fire, though.
Yeah, it was, and then he lost.
Well, he didn't lose. The Yankees lost.
Looked like it was in October in Fenway.
That was bad, though. 1-of-12 is awful. Jeez, come on, Aaron.
And Shohei Ohtani is returning to the mound tonight, and you appear to be offended by that.
Well, yeah, I'm like, okay, I'm tapped in. You know, Shohei's back. I want to see what the pitching is looking. Okay, let's see. What does he do, man? Six innings, 2 hits?
Yeah.
Like, how many? What's it looking like? They say he's going to be an opener. 1-2
innings. His first start back.
Hasn't pitched in, 2 years?
Yeah.
Is that what anybody else did when John Smoltz messed his arm up? Did he come back and
Was John Smoltz leading the NL in home runs as well? You're not answering my question, by the way.
You can lead the NL in home runs. You don't play in no position. All you do is hit all day. That's it.
I don't think it's that simple, sir.
That's all you do is hit.
It's a lot of disrespect.
I can't wait. I can't wait till my boy Rafael Devers.
Don't do that. No, you don't get to do that today. You don't get to do that today. Wait till tomorrow. You don't get to do that today.
Yeah. Hold on a second also. Let me get my boys back here. You can't keep bouncing back and forth between the Giants and the Yankees.
What do you mean bouncing back and forth? No. I'm Giants all the time. I'm been Giants. I'm always going to be Giants.
They have a nickname for you in the chatty house now. It's going to get turned into a t-shirt.
It's not. It's unfounded, too.
They said NYKC.
That's so ridiculous.
No, if we could turn the NYKC into that Knicks logo or whatever. And the
blue Yankees logo.
Yeah. No, hey.
Why? Why?
Hell, we might.
We could do a
Rangers logo. We could do a Mets logo. Giants, Jets.
Now that's where we draw the line. Don't piss me off with the football teams. You know I hate the New York Giants.
I
got no love for the New York Giants.
What about the Jets?
I ain't got no love for them either. Ace likes the Jets, it's whatever.
We're going to picture like New York. You and Fireman Ned next to each other.
Yeah.
I don't like New York football. Not at all.
Yes, the Jets stink.
Jets were minding their own business on this June 16th.
No, can you imagine like playing for the Jets?
They were watching 30 for 30 just like we were.
Oh, man. Side note, they have Caitlin on the screen. I think she plays in the Bay Area on Thursday.
Is that Thursday?
Yeah, I think I saw that from Bonte.
It's probably $1 million ticket.
That is a good question. I wonder how much it costs to get there. Or go see that one.
Let's see. No game for them tonight.
Are they doing this NBA today at the airport or something?
That's what happens when you don't have
it looks like an airport.
Top flight arena.
I got Golden State at Dallas tomorrow. Yeah, I might have to look a little deeper into the schedule for this one. Let's see where Indiana's. They got the Sun tomorrow.
They play. Oh man, I know Indiana play my girls on
at Golden State. Yeah, Thursday.
They play my girls on Saturday. Struggling, bro.
Yeah, in Vegas. No, I think that's Sunday.
Oh, Sunday.
You talking about the Fever?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Fever are in Las Vegas on Sunday.
We struggling.
Shout out. Did you see Angel? Angel got a triple-double. Second youngest player to get a triple-double in WNBA.
I saw that, yeah.
History. Did you see when Bria Hartley pulled her hair?
No.
Bria Hartley. I love Bria. Like, that's my... Bria's dope.
Yeah.
So, she's reaching for the rebound, and Bria straight up grabs her ponytail, pulls it back, and tries to tip the ball. Angel turns around and attempts to fight everyone, starting with Bria.
I was about to say, how did that end?
Like, yo, she said, what the F are you doing? And then Tina steps in, and she's like, yo, she pulled my effing ponytail. And then she's face to face with like three of them, and it gets diffused pretty quickly, and they move on. But
watch
it. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Bria just grabbed it and just like pulled back.
Angel almost caught her with the right arm.
Oh, she was trying. She was trying.
Bria was like, oh. Uh-oh. No. I didn't. I just got caught up in the moment. That's hilarious. Get in price on Thursday?
Yeah.
What you think it is?
Get in price?
It's not.
Oh, wait. We're looking at Aces.
Fever Valkyrie.
That's Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I thought you said Sunday. I'm going to go still first year again. I'm going to go get in price. So that means like a cheap ticket. I'm going to go 200.
109 is the cheapest ticket. Not bad. But I mean, that's literally the cheapest ticket. Yeah. The average in the upper deck is probably somewhere around like 170 in the upper deck. Lower bowl, I don't see anything below 3. Lower bowl. I don't see anything below $300.
No chance. No chance. Yeah, they're going to be outside for that one. You probably sit next to Steph Curry for a couple of thousand. I'm sure he'll be there.
Steph going to be there. The lower level, there is no courtside, but lower level, we're looking at 1,300.
You bought all the courtside seats for this one?
Who?
Huh?
No, first of all, no. Second of all, I know you ain't talking about me because I'm not a Valkyrie supporter.
Well, I thought you might go. I thought you might go see Valkyrie and Caitlin.
I mean, I would go to the game.
You could probably You could probably get into the Mandalay Bay for dirt cheap right now.
Yeah,
you could probably get in on Ace's season tickets if you wanted to.
I thought you meant Valkyries.
Oh no! I'm not a Valkyrie supporter. I said if you wanted to get in on the Aces, you could do it now.
My girls are struggling.
Stock up, stock down. That joint is down.
What the hell is going on, man? What's going on? We got Joel Lloyd. I thought we were going to be able to do something. Oh, man.
Vegas Kenny, NYKC, OK Lake Show. Boy, you just can't.
No, OK Lake Show.
Everybody but the Kings.
It's always Kings, man. I thought about it the other day. I finally bought the jersey, and I don't know how much longer you're going to be here.
You bought
that Malik Monk.
I
said I would buy the jersey if he signed the contract.
Maybe he's – well, you did. You kept your word.
I thought he'd be here for a while.
Well, maybe he's out of here in exchange for a first-round pick.
Okay. Well, all right. I don't see the pathway. What are they talking about?
I don't know. I have no clue.
The Kings
clue.
Are like that person no in clue. High school that always promotes that party and so-and-so is going to be there and blah, 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 and just they're never there. It's always hype.
How –
we'll see. Maybe it's different this time, but.
All right. Let's have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
How is this number one, two story, two sections
mm-hmm.
here?
Mm-hmm.
How is this happening if it's true?
Like, let's explain this part. Jake Fisher reported, this is wild wording also, by the way, that the Sacramento Kings are telling other league executives that they have a deal in place to land a first-round pick this year.
Did you tell Domas, too?
Maybe Wes Wilcox still works there. Maybe he hasn't gone to Utah
yet. I did see him at Arwood Palace two months ago.
Hey, maybe he's still there. Maybe he's still got his key card or his passwords or something. So there's a lot of who, what, when, where, why, and how in that sentence alone. The Sacramento Kings are telling other executives that they expect to land a first-round pick this year. Okay. All right. That brings up a second question. To draft? Or to trade?
My first thought is to trade. But I don't know.
So you have to trade to get the first-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to use that first-round pick to make a trade. Could you see the Sacramento Kings trading so-and-so and multiple first-round picks to acquire a first-round pick this year that they use to go acquire Jrue Holiday? Or insert name here.
That would be disappointing. You do all that work.
Why do I feel like that's how this story is going to go? The Kings are trading two future firsts and a conditional second.
So, okay. I'm trying to figure this out. If they acquired a first round pick this year, James will help us out with it. But would they be in jeopardy of not being able to trade next year's pick?
If they traded it this year.
So they say they acquired a first-round pick this year. And
next year is what year? 2026. Do they have two next year?
I thought they just have one. 27, I think they have two.
27 is when they have the other one. Okay. Yeah, I don't. That's definitely a James question.
Now, James will also say you can still, like, say the whole Stepien rule and everything. You can make the pick and trade the player,
mm-hmm.
like, immediately. Mm-hmm. So if a deal's in place and because of the Stepien rule, you can't make you can't trade your first-round pick, fine. Just make the pick And then once you make the pick, you can trade that player and put him in a trade or something like that. But there's still so many things that I don't know what's going on here.
Let's bring we got a lot of James Ham's questions for June 16th. Happy birthday, Tupac. I knew I didn't want to. I know James was going to say that, but I figured I'd say it first.
It's Tupac's birthday. Is that what you
it
said?
It is. Yeah.
All right.
How old would he? Yeah.
How are you going to celebrate? Oh, good question. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'd imagine 50.
This was almost 30 years ago, right?
Was it 97? 96. 96. Big was 97. So 96.
So 29 years ago.
Wow.
53? Because he was 20. Was he? How old
I thought
was
he was 20, 20.
Or was he 27?
I thought he was 20. I thought they were both under 25.
Okay, yeah. We'll work through the math.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.